are into fantasy football and you've been looking for a podcast that can take you to the next level, this is the Fourth and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast. Now, here are your hosts, Josh Bendy and Trey Burris.
Welcome to the NFL.
Let's go!
Let's go!
Go!
We are back! Welcome back to the Fourth and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast. I'm your boy, James Ding. With me, as always, is Walter White while he's cooking. And the time is now, Walter. What's going on?
What's going on indeed? Welcome back.
Halloween is here, but we are here for your waivers. We're getting it done.
Yes, sir. We are. Happy Halloween to all you people out there. But hey, you know we got to give you your waivers. For the audio listeners, I'm dressed as James Dean and your boy's over here with a mask and all that stuff, the Walter White. Just picture Walter White cooking. That's what he's doing right now. But hey, before we get into those waiver wire ads, Trey, we got to get a quick word from our boys at Thrive Fantasy. Guys, right now, Thrive Fantasy has got it going on. I'm telling you, I can't stop winning with Thrive Fantasy, man. I'm throwing $20 down, walking away with $200. Just so many different things that you can do over there. And if it's not just for foot NFL, they've got basketball in there as well. Right now, new players get up to $250 deposit match with using our promo code 4thandflex. There's also a link down in the description. You click that link and you are in there. Deposit match up to $250. You really, really can't beat that. Most of these guys are doing $100. Thrive Fantasy is going, taking the upper hand and going $250. So make sure you get in there and win some money because I've been doing it. That's all I'm saying. Trey's been winning a little bit too.
Yeah, man, I love me some Thrive Fantasy. You know, it's one of my favorite betting apps that I use, and they give free bets to new users all the time. Go check it out.
Yes, sir. I love it. Let's get them pumpkins and whatnot back up. But, hey, we got some waiver wire ads for your Week 9 fantasy team. But let's start it off with the quarterbacks, and I'm going to get it popping with my boy over in Tampa Bay. We're talking about Baker Mayfield, still only 36% rostered. Look, he went 25 of 42, 237 yards, 2 touchdowns. I know it doesn't always look the prettiest, but he's got a good matchup coming against Houston coming up. And he's the quarterback 20 on the year right now and rising. Just saying, I know they're on a bit of a losing streak, but I really feel like Baker is going to figure it out and rise on that list. Hey, at the beginning of the season, I predicted at least a top 15 quarterback. I think he could definitely get there, Trey.
Yeah, man, I love me some Baker Mayfield. I love him at Tampa Bay. I love his energy. I love everything he brings to the team. I've been really excited watching him play. I know it's looked a little rough, but they're getting it together, man. They really are. I think that they get the dub this week.
Yes, sir. I'm ready for it.
But moving on to our next waiver wire ad, it's got to be Will Levis, baby, coming in 19 of 29 for 238 yards and 4 touchdowns. I mean, this dude looked poised. They weren't afraid to let him go deep. Hopkins got 3 of the 4 touchdowns, and he's likely to get the start on Thursday night. You know, Tannehill's not ready to come back, looks like. And he looks very comfortable. I think if he gets a good, great game on Thursday night, Tannehill won't ever come back. He's only 8% rostered in sleeper leagues, but he's QB6 this week. And I think he does great on Thursday.
Absolutely, buddy. Absolutely. Levis came in and just lit it up, buddy. The whole team was clicking. Look, Tannehill ain't ready to come back. To be honest, I'm not ready for Tannehill to come back, man. I want to watch some more of this Will Levis doing his thing and making D-Hop the guy I drafted. Get you some Will Levis on your team. I mean, super flex. Who knows? Maybe in one quarterback, single quarterback leagues, you know, we need to see a little more of this guy. But I'm loving what I'm seeing so far, Trey.
No doubt. He keeps throwing it up deep like that. He'll be ready for single quarterback leagues.
Yeah, what did you say? He was, like, leading in the air yards?
Yeah, he had three of the four deepest air yard passes, touchdowns this year. Amazing. In one game.
Amazing. Amazing. Get Will Levis on your team. Get him on your team. Let's move on to the next guy on our list for your quarterback waiver wire ads for week 9. This is an ad that is probably not going to last you a long time, but if you need help next week with buys and whatnot, you could try this guy out. Another rookie. I'm talking about Clayton Tune. Joshua Dobbs is out of there. Cardinals are not liking what they're seeing on tape with Joshua Dobbs. Clayton Tune, the rookie, we saw him in preseason do some things that looked great. I think Clayton Tune might be all right, buddy.
Yeah, man, especially if you're at your quarterback's on a bye and you need a filler. I mean, it's really going to be a one-week kind of ad. But, if he can put up the type of offense that Joshua Dobbs, I know they didn't get the dub and they haven't got the dub, but the team's still performing for fantasy. So I'd like to see him out there.
Absolutely, buddy. Absolutely.
Moving on to our last quarterback waiver wire ad, it's Derek Carr, man. And I can't believe he's still available in 41% of leagues, but he had 19 of 27 for 310 yards and 2 touchdowns. They have the Bears coming up, which you know they're going to put a lot of offense on. Get you some Derek Carr, man. I mean, it's an easy start, bye weeks and everything like that. Derek Carr is going to be your man.
Yeah, I love me Derek Carr, man. I drafted him as my second or third quarterback in a few leagues. It's been a rough go, and that's probably why he's sitting on the waiver wire right now. It's been touch and go with him, but it seems like him and the Saints are starting to figure it out. He's starting to figure out who's reliable, who he can count on. Get Derek Carr on your team. I like it.
Yeah, I think Derek Carr is like a matchup-based start, but going against the Bears, I think he's a must-start.
For sure. I like it. I like it a lot. That is the quarterback waiver wire ads. Let's move it on to our running back waiver wire ads for week 9. I'm starting this list off with a guy who's kind of the second on his team, and that's Zach Charbonnet, okay? 51% rostered in sleeper leagues. He went 5 carries for 53 yards, 2 catches, 11 yards. Look, he out-snapped Kenneth Walker. You know, I'm thinking this is probably because of injury. I know Walker is just a little banged up. Walker has just been – he's been doing so much work this season. I mean, Walker has been on fire, and maybe Charbonnet's coming in just to kind of give him a little breathing time, you know. But I tell you what, when I do see Charbonnet on the field, this dude is trucking guys and looking electric. I think he could be a great ad for your team, Trey.
Yeah, man, I mean, the way running back is this year, you need filler guys for filler weeks, and Charbonnet's going to put some points up for you, so I like it.
Yes, sir.
But moving on to our next running back waiver wire ad, it's got to be Daryl Henderson, and this is exactly what I told y'all. Saturday, they elevated him from the practice squad to the team. He's already back on the practice squad. Be ready because they're going to elevate him. It's got to be a roster issue, the reason why they keep doing this, but he is the lead back on the team. He rushed for 31 yards on 12 carries and 3 passes for 54 yards. He's only 59% owned in sleeper. He did split carries with Royce Freeman, but it looks like he's the better back, in my opinion. Get you some Daryl Henderson.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Daryl Henderson, like you said, he was on the practice squad. He moved up. I think they probably grabbed his ear and said, look, buddy, look, we're throwing you back to the practice squad, but don't worry, you're coming back. This guy knows the offense. He knows the Rams. He knows the coaching staff, and he knows Matthew Stafford. So Daryl Henderson could be a lead running back still sitting on the waiver wire. Grab this guy.
No doubt.
Moving on to the next one, I've got a part of a backfield that really, really scares me, but it seems like they've been kind of working it lately, and that's Justice Hill, okay? 44% rostered in leagues. He went 4 carries, 15 yards, but he got 4 catches for 40 yards. It looks like they're using Justice Hill as the kind of the pass catching back, which I love. He tied Mark Andrews in receiving yards for the team. I know Lamar really wasn't having one of his best days, but hey, Justice Hill, PPR leagues, man, this guy could help you out.
Yeah, man, I can dig it. You know, I'm not a big fan of the Ravens, but Justice Hill looks good when he's on the field, man. So I think he's going to perform for your team.
Mm-hmm.
But moving on to our last running back waiver wire ad, it's got to be Cam Akers. And this is more of a stash than a start. But this week he had 9 carries for 19 yards and a touchdown. And he also caught 1 target for 6 yards. With Kirk Cousins and the Achilles injury and everything like that, these running backs are going to be in line for more work. Obviously, Madison is the lead back right now. But if Madison gets hurt, Cam Akers owns this backfield, and I guarantee you this team runs it a lot more down the stretch.
Absolutely, man. Cam Akers, I feel like, is his best when he's got another guy who's you know, decent. You know what I mean? He feels like he can get in there and kind of split carries. He doesn't have to carry the team. I feel like that's when Cam Akers is at his best. You know what I mean?
No doubt.
So grab your Cam Akers for your team, man. Stash. You'll see. We'll see what happens. But that's the running backs. You got to move on to our wide receiver waiver wire ads for week 9. Starting this bad boy up with your boy over on the Cowboys. I'm talking Brandon Cooks, okay? Still 55% rostered in leagues. He got 3 catches for 49 yards, 1 touchdown. He's got touchdowns in back-to-back games. And I just really think Dak is starting to see that Cooks is somebody he can trust because Michael Gallup is just not doing it. Dak has given Michael Gallup every opportunity in the world. Gallup is ruining it. I think he's starting to look Brandon Cook's way a little more because of it, Trey.
Yeah, man, we talked about Brandon Cooks a lot in the offseason, and we were really excited about him on the Cowboys this year. It hasn't looked great to start, but it's starting to pick up. I mean, back-to-back touchdowns, I can't wait for Brandon Cooks to cook.
Yes, sir.
But moving on to our next wide receiver waiver wire ad, it's Khalil Shakir for the Bills, man. He led the Bills in receiving in week 8. He went for 6 for 6 for 92 yards. The Bills are taking up his usage with 10 receptions in 2 games. He's only 5% rostered in sleeper, and he's kind of a boom-bust option right now. But if you're struggling and you need somebody that has the potential to put up a lot of points, get you some Khalil Shakir.
Yeah, I like it, buddy, especially in full PPR league. Shakir, it seemed like every time he looked up, he was getting the ball. I think it's because Dawson Knox is out right now, so Allen doesn't have a lot of people he feels he can trust just of yet. Dalton Kincaid is slowly gaining that trust, don't get me wrong, but I just really think that's why Khalil Shakir is getting that work.
Yeah, they're moving to a lot more 3 wide receiver sets, and that's where Khalil Shakir is coming in.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Good ad for you. But moving on to the next guy on our waiver wire list, it's a name you probably aren't sure of or have heard or just barely heard of, and that is DeMarco Douglas, okay? I think it's actually DeMario Douglas, actually. I think I wrote it wrong. But he's only 6% rostered in leagues. 5 catches for 25 yards. He got 1 carry for 4 yards. He's the rookie on this team. And basically what this comes down to is Kendrick Bourne is out for the season. We got the rookie coming in. He led the team in targets, and I think this guy can do good for you, man. He's definitely a stash at the very least, right?
Yeah, man, I was so upset when Kendrick Bourne got hurt. But, hey, DeMario Douglas coming in, doing his thing. I love to see rookies thrive, and hopefully this team can produce.
Yes, sir. Yeah, that's what we – Mac Jones is on it. This guy is going to help you out for sure.
But moving on to our last waiver wire wide receiver ad, it's got to be Jahan Dotson, man. And we went back and forth on Jahan Dotson and the Commanders, but he was 8 of 10 for 108 yards and a touchdown. He led the Commanders in receptions, and he's had some rough weeks, but he stayed consistent with 5 or more targets. PPR formats especially, Jahan Dotson is going to be a great ad. He's 55% owned in sleeper leagues. You know, this team kind of spreads the ball around. Sam Hell likes to get the ball around, but Jahan Dotson is staying pretty consistent, and if he can get 10 targets continuously, he's going to be great for PPR formats.
Absolutely. Glad to see Jahan Dotson finally shining, Trey. This is somebody we talked about in the offseason that we just know has the talent. When Sam Howell is doing his thing, I think Jahan Dotson is going to be doing his thing. Sam Howell, I think he was like quarterback 1 on the week this week, man. Just amazing stuff from Sam Howell. This is the stuff I like to see and thought I was going to see with him coming in as a rookie, Trey.
Yeah, man. I love watching Sam Howell dominate.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. But that's our wide receiver waiver wire ads. Let's go ahead and move it on to the tight end waiver wire ads for week 9. Starting this list off is a guy from Tampa Bay. It's the tight end over there, the big fella. Cade Otton. Okay, 7% rostered in sleeper leagues, 4 catches for 27 yards. I think really this is going to be some maybe just to fill in a pinch. Cade Otton is up and down a lot, but when Baker's doing his thing, Cade Otton is just seems to be a guy that, you know, we can check it down to and get it going. In PPR leagues or tight end premium leagues, I think Cade Otton's a great ad, Trey.
Yeah, man, I like Cade Otton. I like what I see on the field with him. You know, I wish his targets would go up just a little bit and make me more happy to start him, but I definitely think he's a great filler. Mm-hmm. But jumping to our next tight end, and this dude went crazy, and that's Trey McBride. I think he was tight end one on the week. This dude brought in 10 of 14 for 95 yards and a touchdown. With Zach Ertz on IR in Arizona loading targets to their tight end, he's a snag. He's only 30% rostered in sleeper leagues. He had 82% of the snaps, but he was targeted on 44% of his snaps. Now, obviously, the quarterback situation in Arizona is a little up in the air with the rookie coming in and Kyler Murray coming back soon. But this team loves to target their tight end, and Trey McBride can catch that ball.
Yes, he can, buddy. Yes, he can. I love Trey McBride. I had him on the list last week. Tight end one this week. Trey McBride with Zach Ertz on IR. Trey McBride is that dude. And with Clayton Tune coming in, I feel like he's somebody he's going to be able to look down and see in the flat and get him out, get him that ball, Trey.
No doubt.
But moving on to another guy on our tight end waiver wire list, a guy that makes this list at least 6 times a year. It is Taysom Hill. Taysom Hill, man, still 43% rostered in leagues. I know Trey started him up this week. Look, if you can get a tight end on your team that's throwing passes for 63 yards rushing, 2 touchdowns, caught a pass, I mean, that's ridiculous. He's back to his Swift's Army knife form, and if they can keep it going, Taysom Hill could possibly be at least in the top 5 of tight ends, man.
Yeah, man, it's every year, you know, people are like, what do I do at tight end? Well, why don't you just get you some Taysom Hill? He doesn't even really play tight end, but he puts up a lot of points at the position.
Yeah, next thing you know, he's going to be kicking field goals, buddy.
Yeah, right? I mean, and he was questionable before the game started. I was worried to start him, but I just went with my gut, threw him in there, and he went off.
Glad you did, didn't you?
No doubt. Get you some Taysom Hill.
Yes, sir.
But moving on to our last tight end waiver wire ad, it's Dalton Kincaid, man. 5 receptions, 7 targets, 65 yards, and a touchdown. Josh Allen looked for him. Some Kincaid looks for him in the end zone all the time. With Dawson Knox hurt, Kincaid is the man, you know. In 2 weeks, he's got 13 catches for 140 yards. He's going to be a must start in week 9 against the Bengals. Josh Allen loves this kid, and this is going to be a great game. I think it's going to be a high offensive game, and Kincaid's going to be a great start.
Look, Josh Allen is not the only one who loves this kid, Dalton Kincaid, my friend. Get in there just dominating, bro. He's just in there doing his thing, man. I love Dalton Kincaid as an ad, and maybe tight end for the rest of the season, depending on how long Dawson Knox comes back.
No doubt, man.
Love me some Dalton Kincaid. Love it, love it, love it. But that is the waiver wire ads for week 9. Now coming up, we got Trey's top 3 defenses streaming for this week. What you got for us this week, buddy?
So these are in order for my favorite starts down to my least favorite, but all of these are great streams this week. Starting off, you got the Falcons versus the Vikings with the Kirk Cousins coming out and having that quarterback there with the fumble on the second snap and the sack. I think the Falcons defense put some pressure on the Vikings this week. My second defense has got to be the Browns versus the Cardinals. Clayton Tune coming in. The Browns defense have been unstoppable. Miles Garrett and all those guys over there. I think the Browns will be a great stream. And finally, the Bucks versus the Texans. The Bucks defense is what's kept them alive in a lot of games, and they're really putting pressure on the line. And I think the Texans are going to struggle.
I love to hear it, buddy. Our red zone defense has been top-notch this season, man. We've got guys getting the ball on the 6-yard line, still not being able to score, man. I love the Bucs as a stream this week, buddy.
No doubt.
But that's Trey's top three defenses that you can stream this week. Now let's move on to Trey Dad Dude. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Trade that dude. Man, we're giving you some guys that you could possibly let go of, some guys you need to go get, some guys that you could possibly trade. Trey, who are you trading that? Which dude are you trading this week, my friend?
So my sell high this week is Jordan Addison, man. You know, he's had a couple amazing weeks, but with Kirk Cousins and the Achilles tear, I just don't know if he's going to get the kind of work we want and what he's had put up the last couple weeks. So I would go right now and trade him high and try to get you a great receiver with a great quarterback so that way you don't lose out later down the stretch.
Sure, sure. So you don't think Jordan Addison is able to stay fantasy relevant without Kirk Cousins in there, huh?
I mean, it's possible, but the odds don't look good. And you know, when you're trying to win your weeks, you know, right now Jordan Addison is on a high, and maybe you can convince somebody to swap you out.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. If you can get something really good for Addison, I say go for it, my friend. But let's move on to my sell high this week, and it's got to be Devonta Smith. Okay, look, I love me some Devonta Smith. This guy does his thing for the Eagles, but he's not consistent, and consistency is what we look for. And he had a great week last week, so I think you could sell high on Devonta Smith strictly because it's the Eagles, man. Now, if they're not running the ball, they're just throwing it barely just to get up and score on them so they can run the ball. A.J. Brown has also been a monster, a consistent monster, and that's why I think you should sell high on Devonta Smith.
Yeah, man, Devonta Smith, you know, is up and down every week. He's had several rough weeks this year, but he did have a great week, so I think it's a great time to ship him out.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
But moving on to my buy low this week, and this is kind of a hard one for me because it's been rough all year, but that's Aaron Jones. I think Aaron Jones is a buy low, man. I think he's just starting to kind of get healthy. You know, I think they brought him in a little early with the injury, but I really think he's going to produce a lot more down the stretch, and right now people are ready to get rid of Aaron Jones, so it won't cost you much. Go out and get you some Aaron Jones.
So funny, Trey, so funny. My buy low this week is also Aaron Jones, man. Yeah, but for all the same reasons, man. Aaron Jones, he's had some rough weeks. People are probably, you know, nervous about him and then willing to ship him out, man. And he's going to get back in true to form, being Aaron Jones that we know and love, catching passes and running the ball like a champ. So go get Aaron Jones.
Yeah, man, I like it.
I like it too, my friend. I like it too. Now let's move on to the gag bag. The gag bag is players that we are done with. We are dropping them like they're hot, and we just don't want no part of these guys no more. So, Trey, tell me, please, who is going in the gag bag this week?
It's so sad, man, but it's got to be Christian Watson, man. This dude, you drafted him so high. He's been hurt, and then once he came back, he just hasn't produced for you for fantasy, nowhere close to where you drafted him. I mean, 6 points, 8 points, that is not, you know, round two, round three draft worthy. So I'm just done with him. I'm over it.
And I get it. I completely get it. As a Christian Watson owner, I expected more from this man. And I want to say that it's bad quarterback play that's really holding him back. But I don't think it is just that. Last year, he made his money on catching touchdowns. You know, he would have a terrible game, and then he'd get two or three catches, but he'd throw a touchdown in there. And that's what made him so great last year. And I just don't see that happening this year.
Yeah, they're looking for a lot of different guys around the end zone. You know, Aaron Rodgers ain't there no more, and Aaron Rodgers is one of those guys that goes to one dude. Jordan Love spreads the ball around, and he ain't got no love for Christian Watson.
Christian Watson, throw him in the gag bag. My gag bagger this week, my gag bagger this week has got to be Miles Sanders. Look, I drafted Miles Sanders thinking, hey, this guy is the RB1 on his team. This is somebody that we can count on, right? It's not been happening, my friend. Not been happening. When Chuba Hubbard is coming in on the depth chart as number one, that really worries me. Miles Sanders is the guy last year who said, don't draft me in fantasy. And maybe I should have listened to him this year, Trey.
Yeah, no doubt. You know, I wouldn't be surprised if this team tried to find a different direction. I mean, Miles Sanders, they're just not happy with him. They've demoted him in the depth chart. It's just not looking good for fantasy owners.
Yes, sir. Trey, hit it for me.
Miles Sanders, throw him in the gag bag.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I got another gag bagger for us this week. This is somebody I've probably thrown up in this gag bag a couple times, but I just feel like it's worth mentioning at least once more. And it's Odell Beckham Jr., Mr. Pretty Catch himself. Mr. Blondie himself, Odell Beckham Jr., Mr. Duct Tape on his knees himself, Odell Beckham Jr., man, you know, a lot of people had high hopes for him coming in with the Ravens. They're like, Lamar, Odell, this is a match made in heaven. I mean, Odell just isn't doing it, man. I saw him take a hit last week, and I'm like, oh, he's done. He's done. He jumped out. He went on the sidelines. I just really feel like Odell is just not got it anymore, and I don't mean to sound like, I guess, rude, even though, you know, I was just kind of rude, but Odell just isn't doing it, Trey.
Yeah, man, I agree with you, and it's just, you know, Odell, a match made in hell.
there you go. Odell Beckham Jr., throw him in the gag bag. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That is our gag baggers, trade that dude, all that good stuff. Now it's time to move on to our Thursday night football starts and sits. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thursday night football starts and sits. This week, we've got the Titans at the Steelers, Trey.
Over-under for this game is 37.5 points, and Vegas has the Steelers picked to win by 2.5, but give me Will Levis to continue that heat streak. I like the Titans to get the dub here.
Absolutely, buddy. Absolutely. Hey, what about Will Levis premiering as a Titan in an Oilers uniform, man?
And then dominating.
I'm so excited that we are actually going to get to watch him live, you know, Thursday night football, the only game playing. Will Levis, prime time. Buddy, this is your time to shine. Show us that it wasn't just that game, a bad defense. Show us that you are him, Will Levis. And that's why I'm taking the Titans for the W.
No doubt.
But let's move on to some Titans starts. Will Levis, let's start that dude up. Derrick Henry, RB12 in a lot of sleeper leagues, full PPR leagues. Give me Derrick Henry for the start. D-Hop with Will Levis throwing that heat. He is smart enough to realize that D-Hop is the guy to catch those balls. Throw D-Hop in a start spot. And you know what? Flex Westbrook Akine. I'm ready to bring him back. With decent quarterback play, I think this guy could do something, Trey.
No doubt. I agree with you completely.
Heck yeah.
But moving on to our Steelers starts, you know, it's a 50-50 split between Najee and Jaylen Warren at this point. I think you sit both of them unless you want 5 to 10 points out of them because it just doesn't look good on the ground for the Steelers. Kenny Pickett is a game-time decision. Mitch Trubisky might be the guy there. So, you know, I'd be worried about starting a lot of the wide receivers, but I think Deontay Johnson is looking like a must start every week regardless. George Pickens' floor is 8 points, but his ceiling is definitely capped with Mitch Trubisky in there. So, you know, just be cautious if you're starting George Pickens. But other than that, that's all I got for the Steelers.
Yeah, no, I'm going with that, man. Deontay Johnson, I love it. Coming back and doing things. You think Deontay's a must-start even with Trubisky?
I think that he can manage points, yeah. I think he'll be the main target even if Trubisky's out there.
Full PPR, he gets
exactly,
a lot of targets
exactly.
At the very least. So if you're a betting man, take the over on the targets for your guy. I like it, buddy. I like it. I think that's going to be a better game than people realize it's going to be. We got the great defense. I hope Pickett plays, so it's a good game, buddy.
No doubt.
Beautiful, beautiful stuff, man. Week 9 already in the books. Halloween, Happy Halloween to all you people out there, guys. Don't forget to hit the like button for your boys. Subscribe if you have not done so already. We appreciate the love. We appreciate the love. And don't forget that we are on Patreon now, guys. Go to patreon.com/fourthandflex and join the family. Get in here, support your boys, and get some one-on-one advice from your guys who are obsessed with this little thing that we call fantasy football. And as per usual, Trey,
we got merch.
Yes, we do be getting some merch, my friend. We got hats, shirts, pants. Wait, we don't got pants. We got hats, shirts. We got mugs. We got anything that we can put our logo on. Even got our faces on some things, man. Check out our merch down in the description, and we appreciate you. Trey, Halloween, week 9, final thoughts.
Yeah, man, everybody go out there and enjoy, you know, Halloween with your kids, trick-or-treating. Don't forget to hit your waiver wire. Even though it's Halloween, you got to stay on top of your teams to get the dubs. And that's about it from me.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thank you so much for watching. And we shall see thee on the next one.
Peace out.
Girl Scout. Check out fourthandflex.com, where you can find our YouTube channel, become a subscriber, and you could win free prizes, such as signed jerseys and anything in between. That's fourthandflex.com. Follow us on YouTube. Subscribe to your boys. Enjoy the show.